Hello, Property Nomads. Hope you're doing well. We've got a live example of why rent controls don't work. Now, the aim is to not give you a history lesson on this podcast, because there's numerous examples historically of how and why price controls do not work. People think it's a good idea at the time, but it always comes back to bite them in the backside. And tenants in Scotland are going to be living through this very, very soon, because they are facing big rent rises and potentially mass evictions from April. And this is according to the Guardian's Scotland correspondent. A link for the article is going to be in the show notes. So a few years ago, because of everything that was going on, what the Scottish government done was put emergency protections in place for tenants to stop people getting booted out of their homes during, you know, lockdown times and darker times. But of course, those protections were not meant to last. And funnily enough, they're now coming to an end. So what's happening is that they come to an end in April, and because all the emergency protections are going to expire, all hell's going to break loose. Why is all hell going to break loose? Well, purely because the supply of rental housing, or in general, the supply of housing in Scotland, just like it is in England, just like it is in the rest of the UK, is a lot lower than demand. And when demand is a lot higher than supply, and supply gets squeezed for whatever reason, or demand increases, then voila, off you go. Rents or prices are going to go up, which in this case means rents. So a 3% cap on all in-tenancy rent increases in the private rented sector, as well as protections against evictions, were introduced in September 2022. The emergency legislation was intended as a temporary response to the so-called cost of living crisis, and it comes to an end on the 31st of March. So in effect, what's happening is from the 1st of April, landlords have got control again, and they are able to go and do what they want to with the tenants and the rent. Now, there's two sides to this. Because people are going to look at it and go, right, okay, this isn't good, you know, bad landlords, right-wing capitalist pigs, unacceptable. How can you, you know, put your rent up between, according to the report, 30 and 60%? Oh, it's outrageous. Death to landlords, all that sort of jazz. How can you give notices to these people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Got to bear in mind, these are the same tenants that in the last 3 or 4 years, where inflation's been probably in double digits, in all fairness, they've only faced rent increases of 3% because of that rent cap and that rent control. The market's been suppressed. So now the market has got the freedom to do what the market needs to do. You're going to have this big jolt up. Even if rents in the last 3 years have gone up by 10% a year, it's still less than by having a 3% rise for 3 years and then a 60% rise at the end. It's better if you would have allowed the free market to have done what the free market does, and that is work with price, supply and demand, and then voila, the free market is in control. But because it's been suppressed by the government, because they put rental controls in, even if it was a temporary protection like these ones were, what's happening now is that all of this suppression has been bubbling away underneath this 3% gap. And then all of a sudden, that's allowed to, you know, that protection has been taken away, and then voila, it's like a volcano that is erupting. And as a result of that, there's going to be backlash from that, because people are going to moan about, again, landlords being pigs and capitalists, et cetera, et cetera. But at what point can people, and people should be looking at the government going, well, hang on a minute, actually, rental caps or price caps do not work whatsoever. There's thousands of years of history to show you that rental caps or price caps don't work. And yet you decided in your infinite wisdom to bring in a price control. And then you wonder what's happening. This is what infuriates me about people not being able to learn from the past. People just live in the moment, take no notice of what's gone on in the past. And, you know, we just go round in circles. And that's incredibly frustrating, to the fact that people don't understand. What they want to do, though, is the Scottish government, this is to propose changes for the process of rent adjudication. So they still want to bring in a long-term system of rent controls and new rights for tenants. Now, don't get me wrong, there's a part of me that's all for the rights of tenants. I think that's a fine margin that needs to be trod carefully. We got an episode that we've done recently or next week about these no-fault evictions being banned in England or proposed to be banned in England. And again, there's a fine line. You've got to have a bit of give and take with this. Rent controls, price caps, these things do not work. And by wanting to suppress that, what you're effectively doing is you are altering the supply and demand aspect of the market. And, you know, that's a big issue. If you want to stop rents from going up by that much, number one, don't have a price cap. Number two, you've got to focus on increasing the supply. You've got to look at increasing the supply on the market. And that's not something that can just happen overnight. This takes time. This takes investment. It takes consistency. All things that the Scottish government aren't doing. To be fair, all things that us in England, Westminster, are not doing as well. I'm not just having a bash at Scotland for the sake of having a bash at Scotland. It's about looking at things pragmatically and going, price controls do not work. And this is a prime example of how someone thinks that they've got a good idea, but in effect, the very people that they are looking to protect, which is possibly the lower classes, shall we say, of Scotland, people that might be in positions where they're just not earning that much for whatever reasoning it might be, the very people that they're seeking to want to protect are the very people that are going to lose out, period. And in fairness, it's not even just private landlords that are going to have this issue, because I believe even the Scottish government are putting up the social rents by at least 7% come April 2024. So there you have it. It's really not a good situation to be in. This is exactly why rent controls and price controls do not work. There's going to be a live example, because all hell is probably going to break loose in Scotland on the 1st of April, 2024. And again, the irony is the very people that the government think they're protecting are going to be the ones that are ironically going to be shortchanged from all of this. And it comes down to a lack of consistent investment on the supply side of housing. And that combined with a rent control and a price cap, you talk about shooting yourself in both feet. Go and listen to our other episode that we've done about the hypocrisy of the Scottish government as well. Again, we hope we never see any of this south of the border, and it's just going to be absolute shambolic moving forward. The link for the article is in the show notes. As always, thanks for listening to Property Nomads. Please do go and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already done so. We do produce different content as well on our YouTube channel. Please do go over and like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We're growing that quite nicely. And that is because, again, yourself, listener, you are taking the action, and we respect you and appreciate you for doing that. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode.